With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump hosting Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, at the White House. Since March, that small Central American nation has accepted from the U.S. more than 200 Venezuelan immigrants. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the cooperation between the two countries is at an all-time high. On the battlefront, further Russian attacks on Ukraine have targeted the port city of Odessa and elsewhere.
Firefighters battle blazes in Odessa after overnight strikes. At least 9 people were injured in the attacks, which was carried out with drones. The Ukrainian military's general staff reports in the space of 24 hours, Russia had launched one missile and 128 airstrikes at targets across the whole country. Early Sunday, a missile had struck the city of Sumy as people gathered to celebrate Palm Sunday, killing at least 34 people. It was the second large-scale Russian attack to claim civilian lives in just over a week. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Also at SRNNews.com, Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins says she and President Trump working hard to help struggling farmers. Bob Agnew reports.
Rollins says there's a reason President Trump wants to make U.S. agriculture great again.
Food security is national security.
That's why restoring a proper trade balance is about more than just providing affordable food in the grocery store.
It really is. How are we ensuring that we are protecting Americans and that we are putting America first?
Rollins tells the Salem Radio Network under President Biden, U.S. farmers saw their overhead rise and exports decline.
But we're working night and day to fix it.
Bob Agnew reporting.
The Federal Aviation Administration says New York Helicopter Tours, the helicopter tour company whose sightseeing chopper crashed in New York, killing 6 people last week, shutting down operations immediately. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 144 points. This is SRN News. A lot of people are killing themselves in the Netherlands.
Nearly 10,000 Dutch people availed themselves of physician-assisted suicide last year, up 10% from the year before. Hundreds of them were not physically ill, but took their own lives because of some sort of mental issue. Since the Netherlands legalized assisted suicide, its popularity has grown, with pro-life advocates warning that this poses a real danger to disabled people and the elderly, for whom a right to die can easily become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Department of Education has ruled that teachers in Branham High School in San Jose discriminated against Jewish students enrolled in the Ethnic Studies program. An investigation revealed that teachers were presenting high schoolers with only the Palestinian perspective in discussions of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition filed a complaint about those lessons, which sparked the state investigation. This is SRN News. Federal regulators have ordered the operator of the Keystone Pipeline to take several corrective actions after a rupture caused 147,000 gallons of oil to spill onto farmland in North Dakota. The company's South Bow says its goal is to resume deliveries to refineries on Tuesday. South Bow still investigating the cause of that spill along the Kansas pipeline. Good news for California residents.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the Pacific Coast Highway will open in time for summer by the end of May ahead of schedule. The road's been closed since the January fires, with only Pacific Palisades residents, repair crews, and essential business employees allowed to use it. Crews are working to clear toxic debris, fix the road, and demolish collapsed homes.
That's Tasia Stevens. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.